So we're about 56% of the way through, if you count the results as well as the updates that we've seen over the last couple of months. So as expected, as we flagged earlier, that result quality typically deteriorates as we go through reporting season. We've seen a little bit of that. So out of the 111 companies that we monitor through reporting season so far, 45% of companies have beaten expectations. Now, this is down from that 56% that we saw last week. However, it's still well above the 20% beat rate that we typically see over the past few years. So it's a remarkable turnaround, just considering the events of the last 12 months. So looking at the companies that have reported, FY21 earnings have been revised up a pretty healthy 10.6%. And impressively, this is on the back of upgrades of 10.2% since September last year. So that's even following the August reporting season. So what we have seen, though, however, is that share price reactions generally haven't gone the way of results. And I think we sort of detail three reasons for that. Firstly, just given we're nearly back at the Feb 2020 market high, valuations are more than priced in a lot of that upgrade momentum that we've seen recently. Secondly, demand is expected to taper off quite considerably. We've seen that from some of the commentary of some of the companies, just given the government stimulus rolls off in March, obviously, JobKeeper disappearing there, and a lot of stimulatory measures being pared back. Thirdly, a broader reflationary environment has prompted some profit-taking, particularly in some of the COVID-19 winners in favor of some of the cyclicals. So perhaps even though we're seeing some pretty stellar results there, the market's not rewarding those companies. So misses generally have been few and far between, as you can see there. So just given the supportive backdrop, obviously, they have been punished quite severely, down 11% on average, if you do miss consensus expectations. It's also clear that the market is rewarding the COVID losers, some of the problem childs, and companies that have been quite beaten down due to COVID. So if you look at the outperformers and some pretty good results, EML Payments, Lovisa, Seven West, Pact, Credit Corp, and even Cochlear. So a few themes that really stand out to us so far. Firstly, it's some of the high PE names really disappointing and failing to live up to expectations despite some pretty good results, as I touched on earlier. If you look at Netwealth, it's down 15%, ResMed's down 6% from the result, Domain's down 8%, Altium's down 5%, and some of the online retailers, if you think of Kogan, Temple & Webster, as well as Redbubble, all down double digits since the result or the update. So we think one of the reasons for this is, as we pointed out pre-reporting seasons, the earnings growth in the market has broadened quite considerably. That chart on the left shows you. So it really takes off some of the shine of the high PE names and the growth rates there. And considering they are moderating somewhat, we do think that cyclical rotation into some of the sectors that have been left behind will continue. So if you look at the PE chart on the right-hand side, you can see that gap between sort of the industrials, ex the financials, to materials and financials. So we think the market will pay more attention going forward into to the fundamentals, and we've seen the 12-month forward PE ratio of the market really trade sideways over the last few months, and really the market is focused more so on earnings rather than just pure momentum. So investors are clearly also backing the reflation trade. If you look at some of the sectors that have outperformed over the months, now the ASX 200's up 3%, but if you compare that to some of the sectors that have led this month, banks are up 7%, DIFINs are up 4%, media entertainment up 7.6%, we've got autos and components up 8.7%, consumer services and gaming, that's up 7.6%, up 8%, and the materials up 5.5%. So really, you can see investors really tilting the way of reflation. The other theme is around currency. We thought that that would have a much bigger impact than it did through reporting season. So we're not seeing that flow through, and encouragingly, the growth offshore is more than enough to offset the headwinds coming from a higher Aussie dollar. If you look at some of the real outperformers this reporting season, Reliance, since its update, is up 6%, Aurora's up 8.8%, Ansell's up 13%, Amcor's up 3%, Cochlear's up 7.6%, Virgin UK's up 23%, and EML Payments up 21%. So it confirms that that post-COVID recovery is also taking shape, not just here, but offshore. And if you know, what we're seeing offshore with the vaccines continues to play out, goes to plan, and COVID gets under control, then no doubt we could see a similar scenario play out offshore as we have seen in Australia. So potential for further upside surprise offshore, and we've seen that through the US reporting season so far. And the final thing just to talk about is around income. Obviously, we've heard from Aurizon there, really surprising on the upside with the dividend. After the drought of 2020, it's been a pretty good year for income investors so far. So at this point in reporting season, what we've seen is the number of dividend-paying companies have increased from 72% to 81%. What's more impressive, and I think it's a genuine sign of corporate confidence, is 34% of companies are paying a higher interim dividend than the final dividend in August. So, I think, you know, given we've seen a rebound in corporate confidence, we're seeing that rebound in the Citi Economic Surprise Index, I think it's going to be a pretty good year for income. And you can see there, dividends have been revised up pretty much across the board, across many sectors, and most notably the miners. So, I encourage you to also have a look at Adrian Prendergast's note that was published through the results, just looking at the miners and the potential yield on offer there as well. And finally, I'll just leave you with this, the flag hits and misses. The analysts have caught them really well from the playbook. Beats are up 5%, misses are down 5%. So encourage you to have a look at that. There's a few flagged hits and misses that are due to report this week.